الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله محمد خاتم النبيين، وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فيا أيها الإخوة والأخوات، جملكم الله بالتوحيد والسنة إلى الممات. في بداية لقاء هذه الليلة أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله جل وعلا، وتقواه سبحانه إنما تكون باتباع، إنما تكون بفعل ما أمر به وأمر به رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وبترك ما نهى عنه سبحانه ونهى عنه رسول الله رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فالتقوى هي وصية الله جل وعلا لهذه الأمة ولمن سبقها من الأمم، وهي اللباس الطيب الذي يطيب العبد في دنياه وفي قبره ويوم يقف بين يدي الله جل وعلا في الآخرة. فلو تزينت بأحسن اللباس ولكن قلبك ولسانك وجوارحك خالية من تقوى الله جل وعلا، فأنت قد لبست القبيح وأضمرت القبيح، فليتق الله كل واحد منا ربه، فإنه سبحانه وتعالى مع المتقين ويحب المتقين وقريب من المتقين. نعم.
The Sheikh Hafiz Allah Ta'ala began, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Junaid, he began by praising Allah Azza wa Jal. All praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful, the owner of the Day of Judgment. May the peace and blessings and the barakat of Allah Azza wa Jal be upon his slave and messenger, Muhammad, who is the seal of the prophets and the messengers, and upon his family members and companions and those who follow him in good until the Day of Judgment. He said, "Oh my brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautify you with Tawheed until you die." He said, "In the beginning of my meeting or my lecture tonight, I advise myself and I advise you all with taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal. For verily taqwa is implemented or taqwa is fulfilled when an individual does that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered him and that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has ordered him, and abstains, and when the individual abstains from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbade, and that which his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has likewise forbade. Taqwa is the advice of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the order of Allah to this ummah and the ummah or the nations that came before it. And taqwa is the good clothing. It is the good clothing which the individual wears in this life, that which is good that the individual wears in this life, and that which he wears in his grave. and that which he wears when he stands in front of his Lord on the day of judgment. If an individual beautifies himself with, or if an individual wears the most beautiful of clothing, but his heart is void and deficient of taqwa, then this individual has worn that which is disgusting, and this individual has placed upon himself that which is disgusting. So it is upon all of us to fear Allah Azza wa Jal, because Allah Ta'ala loves those who fear Him, and Allah Ta'ala is close to those who fear Him. Naam, tafadhal ya Shaykhana.
أيها الإخوة والأخوات سلمكم الله إنكم بعد يوم أو يومين داخلون في أيام جليلة أيام فاضلة أيام معظمة بل هي أعظم أيام السنة إنها العشر الأول من شهر ذي الحجة وهذا الشهر هو أحد الأشهر الأربعة الحرم بل هو آخرها وقد زجرنا الله سبحانه وتعالى أن نظلم أنفسنا في الأشهر الحرم بالذنوب والمعاصي والآثام والتفريط في الواجبات والتعدي على عباد الله بأذية أو سب أو غيبة أو نميمة أو سخرية أو غير ذلك فقال سبحانه إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ثم قال سبحانه فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم فاحذروا أن تظلموا أنفسكم في هذا الشهر الحرام بالذنوب والمعاصي فإنها تعظم وتكبر في مثل هذا الشهر فالسيئة في الأشهر الحرم والتي منها هذا الشهر تعظم وتكبر عن السيئة في الأشهر الأخرى. نعم.
Then the Sheikh Habib Allah Ta'ala went on to say, Oh my brothers and sisters, may Allah Ta'ala protect you. You, after one or two days, we will be entering into tremendous days, great days, days which are filled with merits. These days are the best of the days. They are the best days of the year. And these days are the first 10 days of Shahr al-Hijjah. And Shahr al-Hijjah, or the month of al-Hijjah, is one of the four sacred months. And it is the last of those months. And Allah Ta'ala has reminded us about wronging and oppressing ourselves in these particular months with sins, with transgressions, with negligence, in terms of performing the obligations. Also, Allah Ta'ala has warned against oppressing others from amongst the servants of Allah, oppressing them with our actions, oppressing them with our statements, with backbiting, with tail carrying and the likes, making fun of them and the likes. Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, verily the months with Allah are 12 months. This is in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens and earth, and four of them are sacred. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so do not oppress yourselves in these months, yani in the sacred months. So it is incumbent upon the believer that we do not oppress ourselves in these months with sins, with transgressions, with negligence and the likes, because the sin is considered to be greater. A sin in these 4 months is greater than a sin in any other month. And because of that, it is incumbent that the individual abstains from sinning in this month or in these months. Now, تفضل يا شيخ.
أيها الإخوة والأخوات، لقد نوى الله جل وعلا في القرآن العظيم وعظم شأن هذه الأيام، الأيام العشر الأول من شهر للحجة، فقال سبحانه ويذكر اسم الله في أيام معلومات. فهذه الأيام هي الأيام المعلومات، وعظم أمرها رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبين فضلها وما فيها من الخير العظيم لعباد الله. فصح عنه صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال: ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيهن أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام العشر. فقالوا: يا رسول الله، ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله؟ فقال: ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله فلم يرجع من ذلك بشيء. وصح عنه صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال: ما من عمل أزكى عند الله عز وجل ولا أعظم أجرا من خير يعمله في عشر أضحى. نعم.
نعم. Then the Sheikh Habib Allah Ta'ala went on to say, my brothers and sisters, Allah Ta'ala has indicated in the Quran the tremendous affair, the great affair of these particular days, these 10 days, the first 10 days of the month of Dhul Hijjah. As Allah Ta'ala said, and His name, yani the name of Allah, is mentioned in days which are known, and these are the days of the month of Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 days. And likewise, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has spoken about the tremendous affair of these particular days, and he has spoken about their merits, and he has spoken about the good that an individual would do in these particular days. It has been authentically recorded that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there is no days that righteous actions are more beloved to Allah than these 10 days. The companion said, Ya Rasulullah, even fighting in the way of Allah. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, even fighting in the way of Allah, except the man who goes out with his self and his wealth and he returns with nothing. Likewise, it has also been authentically recorded that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, there is no action which is purer with Allah. There is no action which is purer with Allah and greater in reward than an action or a good deed that a person does in these first 10 days. Naam, tafaddal ya shaykhana.
وقد دل هذا الحديث العظيم على عدة فوائد، فمن هذه الفوائد عظم شأن هذه الأيام العشر، وأنها أجل أيام السنة وأعظمها وأفضلها، بل إن أهل العلم رحمهم الله تعالى قد نصوا على أنها أفضل أيام السنة وأفضل حتى من أيام العشر الأخيرة من شهر رمضان. نعم.
And this hadith informs of great benefits. The first of those benefits is the tremendous affair of these particular days, and that they are the best days of the year. And even it took place, or it has taken place, that the scholars of Islam, they have informed that, and they have considered that these days are better than the last 10 days of Ramadan. Now,
ومن هذه الفوائد أيضا أن التقرب إلى الله تعالى في هذه الأيام العشر بالأعمال الصالحة أحب عند الله جل وعلا من سائر أيام الدنيا. نعم.
Also from the benefits of this hadith is that an individual seeking to get near to his Lord Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with righteous actions in these particular days, those actions, those righteous actions would be considered better and greater in reward than other actions that he would do, or than righteous, they would be considered greater in reward than righteous actions that he would do during the other days of the year. Naam.
ومن هذه الفوائد أيضا أن جميع الأعمال من حج وصلاة وصيام وصدقة وتلاوة للقرآن وذكر لله ودعاء واستغفار وغيرها مضاعفة في هذا الشهر مضاعفة كبيرة. نعم.
Also from the benefits of this hadith is that all righteous actions such as hajj, such as prayer, such as fasting, such as the giving of charity, such as the recitation of the Quran, such as remembrance of Allah and supplicating to Allah and seeking forgiveness from Allah, the reward for these deeds are greatly multiplied in these first 10 days. Now,
أيها الإخوة والأخوات سددكم الله احرصوا في هذه الأيام على أنفسكم وعلى زوجاتكم وعلى أبنائكم وبناتكم وعلى آبائكم وأمهاتكم وعلى إخوانكم وأخواتكم أن تكونوا من المكثرين في هذه الأيام من الأعمال الصالحة وليعن بعضكم بعضا عليها ويذكره بها ويشجعه ولا يثبطنكم الشيطان فإن هذه الأيام أيام قليلة لكنها عظيمة الأجر سريعة الرحيل من حرم الخير الذي جعله الله فيها فقد حرم خيرا كثيرا وقد ثبت عن سعيد بن جبير رحمه الله أنه كان إذا دخلت أيام العشر اجتهد اجتهادا شديدا في العبادة حتى أنه ما يكاد يقدر عليه من شدة ما يفعل من العبادات والطاعات. نعم.
Then the Sheikh Hafiz Allah Ta'ala, he mentioned, oh my brothers and sisters, may Allah Ta'ala give you tawfiq, may Allah Ta'ala give you the ability. It is important that you are diligent upon yourselves in these particular days. It is important that you are diligent upon your wives, upon your sons, upon your daughters, upon your fathers and mothers, You are diligent in encouraging one another, encouraging your brothers and your sisters, so that you can be from amongst those who perform a lot of righteous actions in these particular days. You should assist one another, support one another, encourage one another. And you should not allow the shaitan to make you lazy and stagnant in these particular days. The days are very few, but the reward is tremendous, and you receive it right away. Whoever is held back from doing good, which Allah Ta'ala has placed in these particular days, then he has been held back from a tremendous amount of good. It is authentically reported that Sa'id bin Jubair, rahimahullah ta'ala, if the first 10 days of the month of Dhul Hijjah came upon him, that he was very, very, very diligent in performing all forms of worship, even so much so that it was difficult for others to do the same. It was difficult for others to do the same because of the tremendous amount of deeds that he was embarking upon once this month or the first 10 days of this month entered. Naam, tafadhal.
أيها الأخوة والأخوات، إن من العبادات العظيمة التي ينبغي أن نحرص، التي يجب بنا أن نحرص عليها في هذه الأيام الفاضلة، وأن نكثر من التزود منها، وأن نسارع ونحافظ عليها، هذه العبادات. أولا، صيام الأيام التسعة الأولى منها، فصيامها سنة عند عامة أهل العلم، وعلى رأسهم الأئمة الأربعة رحمهم الله تعالى. وقد كان هذا الصيام مشهورا في عصر السلف الصالح من الصحابة والتابعين ومن بعدهم، لا سيما اليوم التاسع يوم عرفة، فإن صيامه يكفر ذنوب سنة كاملة، كما صح بذلك الحديث عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. تفضل.
And the Sheikh Hafiz Allah Ta'ala, he said, "Oh my brothers and sisters, there are tremendous forms, there are great forms of worship which are befitting for us and incumbent upon us to perform in these particular days, these days of merits. We should be very cautious in performing them. We should race to perform them, these forms or these different types of worship, these various types of worship. From the first of these various types of worship is that an individual should fast the first 10 days of this particular month. For verily, fasting the first 10 days of this particular month is an established sunnah, as it has been mentioned by the majority of the scholars. And at the forefront of those scholars are the four great imams. The four great imams, they mentioned that it is an established sunnah. And fasting these particular days was something which was known during the time of the Salaf, starting from the Sahaba and the Tabi'un and those who came after them. Especially the ninth day, which is the day of Arafat, as it has been authentically reported that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that it would be an expiation of a year's sin. Naam, tafadhal ya Shaykhina.
Wa thaniyan al-iktharu min tilawati al-Qur'an. ومن استطاع منكم أن يختمه مرة أو مرتين أو ثلاث فإنه يكون قد فعل خيرا كثيرا وأحسن إلى نفسه إحسانا عظيما وينال بإذن الله أجرا كبيرا فإن كل حرف يقرأه الإنسان من كتاب الله ينال به حسنة والحسنة بعشر أمثالها، فما بالك إذا كانت هذه القراءة في هذه الأيام التي يضاعف فيها العمل الصالح إلى أضعاف كثيرة، كم سيحصل الإنسان من الأجور على ختمه للقرآن وإكثاره من تلاوته. نعم.
The Sheikh Hafiz Allah Ta'ala wanted to say the second righteous action that is befitting for us to act upon is that we increase in our recitation of the Quran. If the individual has the ability to complete the Quran one time or two or three in these first 10 days, then this individual has done a great action and he has been good to himself and he will gain a tremendous reward. He said, every letter that you recite from the Quran, you get a good deed. And the good deed is multiplied by 10. So what is the case of an individual who recites the Quran in these particular days? Indeed, his reward would be multiplied. So you can just imagine how much reward an individual would gain and obtain by completing the Quran in these first 10 days of the Hijjah. Naam, tafadhal Sheikh.
وثالثا الإكثار من الصدقة، والإعانة لإخوانكم من المسلمين بما تستطيعونه، وتفريج كربهم، فإن هذه الأعمال تضاعف ويعظم أجرها ويكبر في هذه الأيام. نعم.
Then he mentioned, Habib Allah Ta'ala, the third action which is befitting for us to implement is that we increase in our giving of charity and assisting our Muslim brothers and sisters with that which we have the ability to do and giving them ease in their times of hardship. For verily, this is one of the actions that would be multiplied and increased if a person implemented in these first 10 days. نعم تفضل.
ورابعا المحافظة على الصلوات الخمس، الصلوات الفريضة في أوقاتها، وإذا كان المصلي رجلا فإنه يحافظ عليها فيصليها مع الجماعة، وليحرص الجميع على سننها الرواتب القبلية والبعدية، وعلى صلاة الضحى وسنة الوضوء، وعلى قيام الليل والوتر، فإن هذه الأعمال تضاعف في مثل هذه الأيام. نعم.
Then the Shaykh mentioned, Habib Allah Ta'ala, also from the fourth deed which is befitting and incumbent upon us to implement is that we preserve the correct timings of the five daily prayers, that we perform the five daily prayers, the five obligatory prayers in their correct timings. And if the individual Muslim is a man, then it is upon him to preserve performing the prayers, the five daily prayers in congregation. And all of us should implement performing performing the sunan al-rawatib, the supererogatory prayers which are related to the obligatory prayers, those which come before the obligatory prayers or after the obligatory prayers. Likewise, we should be diligent in performing salat al-duha. We should also be diligent in performing the sunnah prayers of wudu. And we should also be diligent in performing the night prayer, the Qiyam al-Layl and Witr. These are from amongst the deeds that an individual will be rewarded and his reward would be multiplied in these particular days. Now, tafadhal ya Sheikh.
وخامسا الإكثار من ذكر الله جل وعلا ومن دعائه، فيكثر الإنسان من تسبيح الله جل وعلا وتحميده وتهليله واستغفاره من جميع الذنوب في سائر الأوقات وفي سائر الأماكن. يذكر الله وهو في بيته، ويذكره وهو في سيارته، ويذكره وهو في عمله، ويذكره وهو يمشي، ويذكره وهو جالس، ويذكره عند دخوله وخروجه. يكثر من قول أستغفر الله أستغفر الله، ومن قول سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم، ومن قول سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، ومن قول لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير، ومن قول لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. يقول ما استطاع، يقول عشرا أو عشرين أو مئة أو أكثر. نعم.
Then the Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى went on to mention the fifth action which is befitting for us to perform, and that is that we increase in our remembrance of Allah and our supplication to Allah. We should increase in our glorification of Allah. We should increase in our praise of Allah. We should increase in saying La ilaha illallah. We should increase in making istighfar from all sins. We do this in all places, in all times. We do it in our homes. We do it in our cars. We remember Allah in our homes. We remember Allah in our cars. We remember Allah at our jobs. We remember Allah while we are walking. We remember Allah when we enter into our homes. We remember Allah when we leave our homes. We should increase in our saying, our mentioning of istighfar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. We should increase in our statement, glory be to Allah and all praise for Him. We should increase in our statement, glory be to Allah and all praise for Him. And Allah is the greatest. We increase in our statement, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. Verily, to Allah belongs the dominion, and verily, to Allah belongs the praise. We increase in our statement, glory be to Allah. Verily, I have been from amongst the wrongdoers. An individual should say this 10 times, 20 times, 100 times, or more if they have, or more. Naam, tafadhal shaykh.
وسادساً تكبير الله عز وجل في هذه الأيام مع الإكثار منه. فيقول الإنسان الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. فيحيي هذا التكبير في بيته، ويحييه وهو يمشي في الطرقات، ويحييه وهو في عمله، ويحييه وهو يتنزه ويتمتع في الحدائق وغيرها، ويجهر بذلك حتى يشجع، حتى يسمعه غيره من المسلمين فيكبر، وحتى تقتدي به زوجته وأبناؤه وبناته ومن حوله من أهله. وهذا التكبير في هذه الأيام العشر قد جرى عليه عمل السلف الصالح من أهل القرون الثلاثة الأولى المفضلة، وعلى رأسهم أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقد قال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله في صحيحه: وكان ابن عمر وأبو هريرة يخرجان إلى السوق في أيام العشر يكبران، ويكبر الناس بتكبيرهما، فهما يخرجان إلى السوق حتى يسمع الناس تكبيرهما فيكبرون. وقال ميمون بن مهران رحمه الله: أدركت الناس، ويعني بهم الصحابة والتابعين، أدركت الناس وإنهم ليكبرون في العشر حتى كنت أشبهه بالأمواج من كثرتها، من كثرة تكبيرهم وجارهم بهذا التكبير رضي الله تعالى عنهم ورحمهم كان يشبهه بالأمواج، بأمواج البحر العاتية المتلاطمة ذات الصوت القوي. وهذا التكبير مشروع في حق سائر الناس من الرجال والنساء والصغار والكبار، يقوله الإنسان في كل وقت وعلى كل حال، إلا أنه في هذه يكبر في الصبح ويكبر في الظهر وفي العصر وبالليل، ويكبر وهو يقود مركبته، ويكبر وهو يمشي، ويكبر وهو جالس في بيته مع أبنائه وبناته وأهله. إلا أنه في هذه الأيام العشر لا يكبر بعد لا يكبر الإنسان بعد الانتهاء من صلاة الفريضة، وإنما يقول الأذكار المعروفة. وأما التكبير الذي يكون بعد صلاة الفريضة فإنه يبدأ في حق من يسكنون البلدان من فجر يوم عرفة إلى صلاة العصر من آخر أيام التشريق ثم يقطع. نعم.
The Sheikh Hafiz Allah Ta'ala mentioned Hafiz Allah Ta'ala the six points of the six action that we should be embarking upon is that we increase in our takbir of Allah, glorification of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allahu Akbar. We do this with our tongue. We say Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest, and all praise is for Allah. We should do this in our house. We should do this while we're walking on the street. We should do this while we are at work. We should do this while we are enjoying ourselves in gardens and parks and the likes of that. And we should do it so that others can hear it and so that they can do the same. An individual should do it so that his wife can hear, so that his children can hear, and those who are around him. And this was the actions of the Salaf. And from the first of them is the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's mentioned in the Sahih of Imam al-Bukhari that Ibn Umar and Abu Hurairah would go out to the marketplace and they would make takbir of Allah Azza wa Jal. They would say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. They would make takbir of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the people would hear them and the people would make takbir. So Abu Hurairah and Ibn Umar came to the marketplace to make takbir so that others would hear them. And it was mentioned by Maymun bin Mahran that I've reached the people, and I met the people, and he's referring to the Sahaba. I met the people, and they would make takbir in these particular days, so much so, I considered them to be similar. I considered them raising their voice to be similar to the waves. So he made the comparison of the takbirs from the people, the takbirats from the people, similar to that of the waves, which informs you, the waves of the ocean. And indeed, it has a loud sound. So that means they were making takbir very loudly. So this should be done by the men. It should be done by the women. It should be done by the children. It should be done by everyone. They do it every time. They do it every place. They do it, you know, after the salat and the likes of that. And he mentioned, Habib Allah Ta'ala, a person does it in their car. They do it while they're walking. They do it while they're sitting with their families in the house. Then he mentioned, Habib Allah Ta'ala, that after the salawat, yani for the other days, during the first 10 days, you don't do it after the salawat. You don't do it after the obligatory prayers. But when is it specifically done after the obligatory prayers? Is on the beginning of the day of Arafat. Is on the beginning of the day of Arafat. And then it is stopped after Salat al-Asr on, it is stopped after Salat al-Asr on the last day of Ayyam al-Tashriq. Naam, tafadhal ya Shaykhana.
Ayyuha al-ikhwatu wal-akhawat, inna min a'wami sha'air al-Islam fi ayyam al-ashr dhabh al-adahi, fahiyya nusukun azim wa jaleel jura في أيام العيد في جميع أمصار المسلمين. وقد تكاثرت الأحاديث في مشروعيتها، وثبتت عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقول والفعل، بل إنه لم يعرف عنه صلى الله بل إنه لم يأتي عنه صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه ترك الأضحية في سنة من السنوات. وصح وثبت عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أنه قال: من وجد سعة، يعني سعة في المال ومقدرة على شراء الأضحية، من وجد سعة فلم يضحي فلا يقربن مصلانا. فالله الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات، في الأضحية إذا كان عندكم سعة في المال ومقدرة فلا تتركوها، وكثروا وأكثروا من حسناتكم بسبب ذبحها والتقرب إلى الله جل وعلا بها. نعم.
Then the Sheikh Habib Allah Ta'ala mentioned, oh my brothers and sisters, from the great actions and from the great things which Islam has legislated in these particular days is the slaughtering of the sacrifice, is making the sacrifice. It is a tremendous, great deed which is performed in these particular days, the days of Eid. And it is something which is witnessed in all Muslim, by all Muslims around the world. And there are many narrations which has come by the way of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that informed that it is legislated. It was performed by the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself, and he also encouraged the believers to do so. And it has never been mentioned that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has abandoned the offering of the sacrifice any year of that, any year or during his time Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In fact, it has been authentically reported that Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala, on the authority of Abu Hurairah, that he said, or that it was said by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever has the means, whoever has the financial means to offer the sacrifice, but he does not do so, then he should not come close to our musalla. So the Sheikh mentioned, Habib Allah ta'ala, that it is incumbent upon the believers, if they have the ability, in terms of the financial ability, then they should not. It is not befitting that the believer leaves off this deed of offering the sacrifice. And this would be also considered from the good deeds that one performs in these particular days. Naam. Tafaddal ya Shaykh.
وبعض الناس أصلحهم الله تعالى، ترى منهم العجب مع هذه الشعيرة العظيمة، شعيرة الأوفية، ترى عندهم المال والمقدرة على شراء الأوفية، ومع ذلك يتثاقلون ويترددون عن شرائها، بل بعضهم قد يتعلل بأن سعرها مرتفع وهو في نفس الوقت مستعد أن يسافر ليلهو ويتمتع، مع أنه يصرف في سفره هذا أضعاف قيمة هذه الأوحية، ومع ذلك لا يتردد في هذا السفر ولا يدخل عليه الحرج كما دخل في شأن الأوحية. وبعضهم تجده أيضا يتحجج بسعر الأوحية، مع أنه إذا دخل العيد تراه يشتري من الألبسة ذات الأسعار العالية، وربما اشترى جهاز هاتف جديد أو غيره بسعر أعلى من سعر هذه الأضحية، مع أن الأضحية إنما هي خير وحسنات وأجور عظيمة تنفعه في حياته وتنفعه في قبره وتنفعه يوم القيامة. بينما هذا السفر أو هذا الجهاز قد يدخل عليه بسببه آثام وذنوب وسيئات. ومن شعر في نفسه شيئا من ذلك فليتذكر قول الله تعالى: ها أنتم هؤلاء تدعون لتنفقوا في سبيل الله فمنكم من يبخل ومن يبخل فإنما يبخل عن نفسه والله الغني وأنتم الفقراء وإن تتولوا يستبدل قوما غيركم ثم لا يكونوا أمثالكم. وإذا ضحى الإنسان وهو يخشى الفقر ويخشى الحاجة فليبشر بوعد الله جل وعلا العظيم له، فإنه سبحانه وتعالى قد طمأنه فقال: وما أنفقتم من شيء، يعني في سبيل الله وطاعته ومرضاته، وما أنفقتم من شيء فهو يخلفه وهو خير الرازقين. نعم.
Then the Sheikh Hafiz Allah Ta'ala went on to mention, some people may Allah Ta'ala correct their affairs, some people you are amazed by their actions. When they are approached, or when the entering of these days approaches and they have wealth, they are wealthy, you find that they have a problem with buying the sacrifice. They have a problem with buying the animal. They find it very difficult. They're very hesitant to buy the animal. They say, no, the price is very high. But this individual has wealth. This individual is wealthy. And this individual is willing to spend his money on other things which are more expensive than this animal. You find that in these days he's traveling and he doesn't have any problem spending money on that. You find that he's saying that, no, the price is too high. But if the days of Eid enter, you find him buying the most expensive of clothing. You find him buying a new mobile phone or cell phone. So when it came to buying the sacrifice, he was not willing to do so. But when it came to buying the phone and clothing, he was willing to do so. And this individual, he does not realize that the reward is tremendous, the pleasure of Allah is tremendous. This is something that would benefit him in his life. This was something that would benefit him in his grave. This is something that would benefit him on the Day of Judgment. But traveling and buying a new mobile phone, it's possible that he falls into sin because of this. And he gets evil deeds because of this. So if an individual finds that they have this problem within themselves, then they should remember the statement of Allah Ta'ala: are you the ones, well, Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, are you the ones who are being called to spend in the way of Allah? Whoever is stingy, then he would be stingy with himself. Verily, Allah Ta'ala is self-sufficient, and you are in need of Allah Azza wa Jalla. If you turn away, Allah would bring about a new people and they will not be similar to you. This is the statement of Allah Ta'ala in the Quran with regards to the stingy individual. And likewise, if an individual is somewhat poor and he fears that if he spends and buys the animal, or that his wealth would be finished, or the likes, his wealth would be depleted, then the individual should, we give glad tidings to this individual, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, and that which you spend in the way of Allah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, and that which you spend in the way of Allah, Allah would give you in return. Naam, tafadhal ya Shaykhana.
أيها الإخوة والأخوات، إذا دخلت العشر الأول من شهر ذي الحجة فإن مريد الأوصية من ذكر أو أنثى منهي عن الأخذ من شعره ومن أظفاره ومن جلدة بشرته حتى يذبح أضحيته، سواء ذبحها في اليوم الأول من العيد أو اليوم الثاني أو اليوم الثالث. فإذا كان سيذبح في اليوم الأول فيمسك إلى أن يذبح أضحيته، وإذا كان سيذبح في اليوم الثالث فيمسك حتى يذبح في اليوم الثالث، ويبدأ وقت هذا الناي من غروب شمس ليلة أول يوم من أيام شهر ذي الحجة، وينتهي بذبح الأضحية، وذلك لما صح عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال: إذا دخلت العشر وأراد أحدكم أن يضحي فلا يمس من شعره وبشره شيئا. وفي لفظ آخر: من كان له ذبح يذبحه فإذا أهل خلال ذي الحجة فلا يأخذن من شعره ولا من أظفاره شيئا حتى يضحي. نعم.
Then the Sheikh Habib Allah Ta'ala went on to say, my brothers and sisters, if the first 10 days of this month enter and the individual would like to slaughter, then the individual is prohibited from cutting his hair and cutting his nails until he slaughters. Whether he slaughters on the first day or the second day or the third day, if he's slaughtering on the first day, from the beginning of the month until he slaughters the first day, he must not cut his hair or his nails, or the second day or the third day. And it begins with the setting of the sun on the first night of the first 10 days. So the setting of the sun, once the sun sets, and tomorrow is the first day of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, the person must stop. They must abstain from cutting their nails and their hair. And it continues until you slaughter. This is because that which has been authentically reported that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah enter and a person wants to slaughter, then do not touch your hair nor your nails. And in another narration similar to that, where the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, if the crescent of the month of Dhul Hijjah appears and an individual wants to slaughter, then they should abstain from cutting their hair and their nails. Naam, tafaddal Shaykhana.
فمثلا لو كانت العشر ستدخل في يوم الأحد، فإن الإنسان يمسك عن الأخذ من شعره وأظفاره وجلده من حين غروب شمس يوم السبت. فإذا أخذ المضحي من شعره أو أظفاره أو جلده شيئا عمدا فقد أساء وخالف السنة النبوية، ويستغفر الله وليس عليه فدية ولا كفارة بإجماع أهل العلم، كما نقله عنهم الإمام ابن قدامة المقدسي رحمه الله تعالى. نعم.
Then the Sheikh Habib Allah Ta'ala went on to mention that, for example, if an individual wants to slaughter, and it's on Saturday, and the sun, yani the following day, which is Sunday, it is mentioned and announced that that will be the first day of Dhul Hijjah, then once the sun sets on Saturday night, then the person has to abstain from taking from his skin, his nail, and his hair. His skin, his nails, and his hair. If the person does so purposely, they remove something from their skin, from their nails, from their hair, then this person has committed a sin and he has opposed the sunnah of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what is upon him? It is upon him to make istighfar, to seek forgiveness from Allah azza wa jal. There is no expiation upon him, nor is it upon him to slaughter. And this is the consensus of the scholars, as it was mentioned by Ibn Qudama al-Maqdisi rahimahullah ta'ala. Naam, tafadhal ya shaykh.
وبهذا أكون قد ختمت ما أردت الحديث عنه، وأسأل الله جل وعلا أن ينفعني وإياكم بما سمعتم، وأن يجعلنا ممن يتبعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. نعم.
The Sheikh Hafiz Allah Ta'ala said, with that I have closed that which I intended to deliver, and we ask Allah Ta'ala to benefit us with that which we heard, and we ask Allah Ta'ala to benefit us with that which we heard, and that, and the Sheikh concluded his lecture with the supplication. Naam. Jazakallahu khairan ya Sheikh. Kana Allah yafadhukum wa barak fikum wa hadha.
Ameen ya arham Allah. Hayyakum Allah.
Allah
yabarak. Barakum inshallah ala khair. Assalamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.